Blog Talk Radio.
Continually be in my mouth. Good morning. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are Destroying the Yoke of Bondage, Blog Talk Radio, July 16, 2022. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. And we honor Dr. Elder Maria Carey on this morning, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. And we have a spirit-filled lesson on today, so we're going to get right into it. Announcements. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois 60643. Thank you to those who have sent in your donations. They are well appreciated. Thank you, Mother Max. I received your donation. Can you say 14 years of service? Come celebrate with us on August the 3rd, the 5th, and the 7th. Help me celebrate my pastor, the superintendent, Dr. Byron L. Gibbs, August the 3rd, the 5th, and the 7th, celebrating 14 years of service. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings to you in this new year. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text Dr. Carey at 309-750-7584 or email her at amazinggrace Ministries at gmail.com. That's capital A, MAZENGRACE, MINISTRIES at gmail.com. And we are on the air at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning. We have an exciting lesson, so please tune in. To connect to this lesson live, the link is http://tobtr.com/s/1212264. Now, when the final record has been revealed, humanity may discover that it failed in rendering appreciation to God for the simple but most important aspect of our living. The birds of the air skillfully and melodiously render their rejoicing to the Lord early every morning. In concert, other living creatures being echo their praises for another day. Even within our oceans, rivers, and lakes, aquatic creatures splash about, indicating their joyous position in life. With like-minded, humanity should embrace each day with the same intent to celebrate God. Where there is sin, there is darkness. Jesus came as light in darkness, severing the sin barrier between human beings and God. His light gives us hope of overcoming sin. We have become lights in the world as we demonstrate his power through a redeemed life. This light is what we take everywhere when we go, as evidence as his presence in our lives. Jesus said, as we walk about on the last week, as we talked about on last week, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. That comes from Matthew 5:16. Our bringing the light means overcoming problems and situations by showing the world who Jesus is. The theme for this month of July is, I have got a promise. The lesson for this third Saturday in July is practicing the principles of contentment and soar above your problems. Our lesson is found in Philippians 4:11, and this is the New King James Version. It reads, not that I speak in regards to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Definitions. Practicing. When you say practice, practicing is actively engaged in a specific career or way of life. Repetition. Principles. A comprehensive and fundamental law doctrine or assumption, a rule underlying the works of an artificial device. Contentment. The state of being happy and satisfied. The state of being content. Soar. To fly aloft or about. To sail or hover in the air, often at a great height. To glide, to fly without engine power and without loss of altitude, to ascend to higher or more exalted level and to rise to majestic stature, the range, the distance, or height attained in soaring, the act of soaring upward, flight. I have a synonym for soar, ascension, climb, rise, rising, and ascent, antonym of soar, to descent, dip, dive, drove, fall, to drop, fall, nosedive, and to plunge. When you say above, in the sky, in or to heaven, in or to higher place, higher on the same page or preceding page, in or to a higher rank or number, your, or relating to you or yourself especially as possessor or possessors, relating to one or oneself, relating to or belonging to you, made or done by you. Problem, something that is difficult to deal with, something that is a source of trouble, worry. Difficult in understanding something, feeling of not liking or wanting to do something. Difficult to deal with, a problem or conduct or social relationship. Introduction. The book of Job 14:1, we read that man that is born of a woman is of a few days of and full of trouble. So in essence, from the day we are born to the day we die, there will be problems we encounter as believers. Satan is attacking the believers, the saints, the Christians, with all kinds of problems. There are troubles all around us, troubles on every hand. As in the days of Noah, violence has filled our streets. Now, the New King James Version of Job 14 says, man who is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Satan is coming against the believers in every area of our lives, with sickness, illnesses, with our families, animosity against one another, and confusion, on our jobs, supervisor conflicts, lack of finances, job downsizing, layoffs or tax increase, emotional insecurities, fear, doubt, rejection, shame, high gas price, financial difficulties, and even in the church house, confusion amongst the saints, division amongst the saints. But how many know that there is no competition in the body of Christ? In just the city of Chicago, the statistics of murder and violence is growing out of control. The violence is touching the homes of everyone, saints included. In addition, the Bible states the trials will come in the life of the believer. Satan is serious in his attacks against the believer. However, we have an advocate with the Father that provides us with protection from every fiery dart that the devil throws our way. James 1, 2 through 4, and this is the New King James Version, and it reads, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. We must understand that despite our situations or circumstances, we can be content that God will work it out for us. In Philippians 4, 11 through 14, the Message Version states a clear understanding of what Paul is saying to us. And it reads, I'm glad in God, far happier than you would ever guess. Happy that you're again showing such strong concern for me. Not that you ever quit praying and thinking about me. You just had no chance to show it. Actually, I don't have a sense of needing anything personally. I've learned by now to be quite content whatever my circumstance. I'm just as happy with little as with much as with little. I found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full or hands empty. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. I don't mean that your help don't mean a lot to me. It did. It was a beautiful thing that you came alongside me in my troubles. Now, Paul had faced many troubles since his conversion into Christianity, but most of all, he has found the state of contentment. Paul gives us as believers and saints an understanding on how to practice the art of contentment, not just to overcome our problems, but to mount up as eagles. The Bible states in Isaiah 40:31 just how that is done. The eagle is a large bird that soars high in the sky with keen sight and is able to spot his prey way up in the air. Isaiah 40:31, and this is the New King James Version, it reads, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. To practice a thing means to repeat it over and over again. However, you are not going to get it right the first time, but you must keep trying. Practice should be a way of doing something to get it right. The Bible states that we are striving to be perfect. We're not perfect, striving to be perfect. So every day, not just one day, every day we must keep repeating. We got to keep repeating our repentance attitude to be forgiven of our sins. We don't just repent one day and say, okay, I'm done. No, we are to repent daily. We repent daily because the body that God has given us is not saved and will never be. John 17 and 23, and this is the New King James Version. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Romans 7:5. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passion which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. Romans 8, 1 through 7 reads, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. The righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For those that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. James 1, 3 through 5, and this is the New King James Version. It says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and will be given to him. God has given the individual the ability to learn and take of his God's attributes. And this is done by studying the word of God. You will never know God unless you seek him in his word, in the Bible. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of God is his principle, his laws, which are written in the Bible. In it you will find freedom from sin, shame, protection from the enemy, hope for the future, and salvation for your soul. Here are some of those principles that will help you overcome the world. Prayer. Pray without ceasing. Romans 1 and 9. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. Praise and worship. Psalms 1, 38, 1 through 3. Study the word so it will be in my heart. Be led and empowered by the Spirit of God. Romans 8, 14. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Galatians 5, 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. God has given us the power to be more than conquerors. In other words, we have the power to soar above our problems. We distance ourselves from our problems and draw clean closer to God. The Bible tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So what a man thinks, that is what he manifests. We change our mindset. We also change our attitude. There is no problem on this earth that God cannot fix. He has given his children the victory over them all. 37 King James Version reads, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. In the text, Paul understood what it meant to be high up in a position to be brought low. He understood what it meant to have plenty as well as to be hungry, to have needs and also to have those needs met. In the end, Paul came to this conclusion, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So too, we as saints, we must come to the conclusion that we are winners in Christ because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. In conclusion, when we identify ourselves with Christ and learn God's principles, we will be able to face our problems and overcome them. Because we are more than, so we just don't have to have some part of victory, but all part, more of victory, because we are victorious. Practicing the principles of contentment is taking Paul's attitude of seeing God as being greater than your problem. The Bible states to let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. It's mind over matter. There will be seasons in a believer's life where there will be good days as well as bad. However, there's no need to faint when the bad days come because God will never leave us nor forsake us. In addition, the saints can praise their way out of any problematic situation. God will strengthen us when we are weak and make provisions for all of our needs. So believers do not need to be worried or anxious, but we can be content and so above our problems. As believers, we do not have to be fearful of violence around us, because Psalm 23, it said we have a protection. So I will leave this with you, that they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Psalms 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Let us pray. Lord God of heaven and earth, we come humbly before you, God. Lord God, before we begin to ask you for anything, just allow us to thank you for everything. Lord God, we thank you for who you are, because you are truly the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. And Lord God, we come to say thank you on this morning. Lord God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord God. And Lord God, if you don't do anything else, Lord God, you've truly done enough, Lord God. When you allowed us to wake up this morning, Lord God, you woke us up with our minds towards heaven on this morning. Lord God, I thank you for the listeners on today, Lord God. I thank you for Dr. Carey, Lord God. Lord God, touch her, bless her, Lord God. Do for her that which only you can do. Then, God, we just ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for any sins we have committed, Lord God, knowingly, unknowingly, Lord God. And then, Lord God, forgive us for our shortcomings, Lord God. Lord God, help us to die daily, Lord God. Help us to repent daily, Lord God. Don't let us get relaxed. Don't let us just get complacent, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for all that you're doing, God. We thank you for all that you've done, God. And then we thank you for what you're going to do. Lord God, we thank you for this lesson, God. Help us to be content, Lord God. Help us to be content in whatever you have blessed us with, Lord God, because truly it all comes from you. And then, Lord God, we ask you to look on our people everywhere, Lord God. Look on your people. Lord God, you say all souls are yours. Lord God, you reign on the just and the unjust, Lord God. Lord God, look on my pastor, the Dr. Byron L. Gills, Lord God, and Lady Gills. Lord God, look on all the leaders, Lord God. Look on all the mothers, the brothers, the elders, the ministers, the musicians, the ushers. Lord God, look on your people everywhere, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we ask you for those that need a touch. Look on the bereaved, Lord God. Comfort the hearts, Lord God. Somebody not feeling their best, Lord God, but help us to be content, Lord God. Because if we didn't have pain, we wouldn't know that we was here, God. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to be content in whatever situation that we in, and help us to be thankful and to thank you every day. You say in all things to give thanks. Help us to give thanks, Lord God, in times when we don't want to give thanks, God. Help us to do it anyway, God, because you are worthy. You alone are worthy, God, because if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be, Lord God? We don't know. But wherever, Lord God, we thank that you are with us. Wherever we are, you are right there with us. And then, Lord God, we just ask you to just be with us on today and every day, God. Be with us in everything that we say and do, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, where your president and CEO is the elder Dr. Maria Carey, and your co-host is yours truly, Evangelist Rogers. Tune in next week, same time, and Dr. Carey will be returning. And remember that God is still in control. Wear your mask, be mindful, and enjoy the remainder of your day. Be blessed.